Hello and welcome to Access 2013 tutorials. In this video, we're going to be looking a bit more closely at the wear condition. So if you want to play along, follow the link below the video to the download section of the website and download Access 2013 DB13 and then open it up. Okay, and in the last video, we looked at the browse to macro action and we looked at it for the form main, which is here. And for form rooms, and the idea is that you can, using the browse to macro action, we can choose to only display active rooms or only inactive rooms or all the rooms. And so what I'm going to be looking at today is dropping a combo box in here and using this combo box to select different or select rooms on different floors. So you can have a combo box which says something like a 2, meaning floor number 2, and when you update the combo box, it will only display rooms that are on the second floor, which start with the number 2. So we're going to need to look at the wear condition a little bit to do that. So open up form rooms and go to layout view, and let's drop this combo box in here. That design was the right one. Click on here, and that's no good. Just click in this empty cell and split it a couple of times. So we really want the combo box about there. Okay, so click on the combo box and just drag it in there. Okay, let's change the label to floor. And click on the combo box, press F4, go to other and change that to CBO floor. Now the values we're going to put in the combo box are literally going to be 2, 3, 4, 5 as they're the floors we have. So go to data, row source type, change it to value list, click in here, click on the ellipsis, and 2, 3, 4, 5. Why don't I have 1? Oh, maybe the reception's on the ground floor. There you go. It's an interesting omission. Okay, so that's the floor, and if we go to form view, click in here, so we're now able to actually choose which floor we want to see, but obviously we don't have the ability at the moment to do anything with that. So in order to get this data sheet to show what we want, we're gonna have to use the browse to macro action again. So let's just click on active, go to embedded macro, control A, control C, close that, go to floor, click in macro, control V. And at the moment we've got exactly the same functionality as on the active button, but we obviously want to do something different with the wear condition, so we'll get rid of that. So in order for this to work, we've got to think about this logically. If we click on the number 2, what we want to do is only display rooms that begin with the number 2. And if we update this to the number 3, we want to only display, we want to only display rooms that begin with the number 3. So how do we do that? Well, what it means we need to do is we need to evaluate the first character and say that if the first character equals 3, for example, but then say that it doesn't matter either how many characters are after the 3 or what those characters are. So we do that using the like keyword. So if we click in here, and we don't want the, I've made one mistake already, sorry. Press Control X, save that. I don't want it on the click event, I want it on the after update. And we're gonna use the like operator. So we're gonna say room number, at least I believe that's the name of the field, and it's not equals, it's going to be like, and we need to put a single quotation mark, and we need to go and CBO floor and the double quotation mark asterisk single quotation mark double quotation mark. I'll just check this works and then I'll explain it. But in order to check it works, we'll have to go to form main. Just here. Does work indeed. Okay, so how does it work? All right. The actual thing we're producing is a, let me see if I can use a sticky note to explain this. The actual exact, assuming that the CBO floor says 3, the actual exact statement we're passing is room number like 3*. Okay, so room number bit you get, which is we're saying room number needs to be, and then we're not saying equals to, we're saying like, which we use for string expressions. And the string, because we're passing a string expression, we need quotation marks, but not double quotation marks, in this case single quotation marks. I won't go into that too much. Just remember, if you see the word like, it needs to be followed by some kind of expression in single quotation marks. Now the number 3 is from CBO floor. If we update CBO floor to 2, you're going to get a 2. So we're saying like the number 3, and then we've got an asterisk. And what the asterisk means is any combination of any number of characters after the number 3. As it happens, all of the characters, all of the rooms, sorry, have 3 digits, so 301, 302. So you could, for example, use 2 question marks. A question mark is any character but a single character. But for the sake of making our life simple, we're just going to go 3 and an asterisk. So just to reiterate, room number's the field. Like is what we use instead of equals to when we need to make a sort of comparison operator, rather than a equals to means literally it either equals something or it doesn't. Whereas when we have some kind of tolerance, in this case with the number 3 will be fixed but anything here isn't, we're going to use like. Like takes a string variable, which means it needs to be in quotation marks. So it's followed by something in single quotation marks. Not going to go too much into that. And you just have to know what are called your wildcard characters. The asterisk is any amount of any number of characters, and another option is the question mark, which would be any character but only representing a single character. Okay, so that's this where condition, and that's how you can use the like operator in a where condition to achieve what we wanted. Delete that, which was to update the data sheet to only show rooms from a certain floor. So thank you for watching that, and I'll see you in the next video.